StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany, as well as the world's first internet radio station dedicated to startups and tech companies. And again, I'm here for this month in German startups. And again, a bonus episode, but again, together with Chris, fortunately. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Summer is here, you can see.
Yes, for everybody who's fortunate enough to just listen to us, we're both wearing ridiculous Hawaii shirts, me in red, you in blue, and we didn't agree to this up front, the colors. Just, I told you, I'll be wearing something really crazy because it's the last startup news episode before the summer break. And we will be back September 30th with this month in German startups, a summer wrap up as we've done all the time in the last years. As I said, this is a bonus episode and we're covering the unicorn stampede. Chris is, as you can hear from his soundbar, again back in New York. He had some trouble getting back, but now he's there. And I'm recording here from Frankfurt, Germany. Little disclaimer, there's currently a thunderstorm going on out there, as well as a match of the Euro Cup from Germany. So you may hear some background, some thundering, and maybe even some clapping here from inside the building. This is a bonus episode covering the new unicorn stampede in the German-speaking countries. This recording is from June 29th, 2021, and all new unicorns formed afterwards will be covered in our next news podcast to be published end of September. You may remember that we had another bonus episode last month covering the rise of Berlin-based fintech Trade Republic to become Germany's most valuable startup. There is already a new king in the country with Celonis becoming Germany's first Dekacorn, meaning a valuation of more than $10 billion. And here we even talking about above $11 billion. We also see that all of these monster fundings are driven by international investors, especially SoftBank from Japan and Tencent from China pop up on a very regular basis. If you haven't listened to or watched our Trade Republic episode, go down here in the show notes. There is a link to this. Chris, you'll be the Dekacorn specialist from now on.
Yeah, so actually, there seems to be a new word for that, or there is a new word for this kind of phenomenon, because we're not talking unicorn anymore, but Dekacorn, meaning it is the first company in Germany that is valued higher than $10 billion, in this case, $11.1 billion to be precise. Mostly based on a really gigantic funding Series D round of $1 billion and a valuation that is $2.5 billion higher than their Series C funding in 2019. Durable Capital Partners and T. Rowe Price Associates co-led this investment round with participation of new investors like Franklin Templeton, Splunk Ventures, and existing investors like Arena Holdings and other unnamed investors. But what does Celonis actually do? And I think it's really interesting what they are doing, because it's such a great example for how the German startup landscape or the German company landscape and the German economy as a whole actually works. Because if you look into it, you really see that it is quite a complicated thing, or let's at least say it's like, it's not flashy, you know, it's not like, oh, Germany has finally a Facebook or a Spotify or something. No,
it's not as flashy as Hawaiian shirts, right?
This is not Hawaiian, and also it's like, it's okay in the color scheme of my room. So, oh, yours is too, actually, with the red and the red, for anyone watching. So Celonis is a company that offers process mining. That means it's basically a software that helps you discover, monitor, improve your processes as a company. You can analyze your data from SAP, Salesforce, ServiceNow to improve operations. And then Celonis helps you to map out your process landscape, formerly done by human consultants, which were also expensive. So there's some kind of automation going on here. And this way you can actually avoid the thousands of euros each day that those human consultants cost. And they're like being part of the company for several months. And you can already see that the business model is really working. For example, we see that Big Blue, IBM, will train 10,000 consultants in Celonis. So you can see that companies like IBM are believing in the business model. And also that in general, process mining is important. It's the start for process automations with robots or and no-code workflow tools to improve efficiency. So to sum it up, I think it's a really great example for a company that probably you have never heard of if you're not in business, if you're not in process management, and you can go through life as a normal person without ever having understood what Celonis does. But yet here we are. They became the first German Decacorn. We also have news, though, about several new unicorns. One of them is, for example, Scalable Capital. It's another startup from Munich made it into the Unicorn Club. It's a neo broker, and they first started out as a robo advisor in 2016. Now they turn increasingly to online brokerage, including offers for traded securities, money market accounts, and term deposits. And they also offer a trading flat rate model. They raised the most recent investment round Series E of more than 150 million euro, which is around $180 million at the moment. And that made them a unicorn at a 1.4 billion US dollar valuation. They said they want to use the funds to increase their brokerage footprint. And with this investment, they go head-to-head with Trade Republic, which we covered in our recent bonus episode. In total, Scalable Capital raised more than 116 million euros, 139 million US dollars so far, from investors like BlackRock, Holzbrink Ventures, Tengelmann Ventures, Hedosphere, which is backed by Michael Bloomberg. If you're interested in that, we also have a link in the show notes where you can learn more. And recently, Tencent, which led the investment that turned them in a unicorn. We have a couple of additional background information about Scalable Capital that you can find in the show notes. Now I give back to you with more unicorns.
More unicorns. I just wanted to add that Scalable Capital, the 160 million is everything in total they raised before this Series E. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are talking about Forto, which was formerly known as Freight Hub. Forto has been a part of this month in German startups for quite some time. They underwent a rebranding from Freight Hub. The Berlin-based logistics startup raised 200 million US dollars from investors led by SoftBank, valuing at 1 billion euros, that is 1.2 billion US dollars. With this funding, they also added City Ventures and G Squared as new investors. Their existing investors include Invent Capital, Iris Capital, Rider Global, North Zone, Sherry Ventures, Italian VC H14. And what I found especially interesting is Maersk, the international shipping giant. Of those existing investors, North Zone and Sherry Ventures participated in the most recent fundraising round. The company claims to develop scalable digital logistics technology and services that go beyond transportation from point A to point B. And so far, Maersk and SoftBank seem to be excited about what they are doing. Let's look a little bit beyond the German border, Austria. And they have a new unicorn as well as a most valuable startup. We talked about Bitpanda becoming Austria's first ever unicorn and, of course, most valuable startup in the March 2021 news. But now there is GoStudent, which takes the title from them. GoStudent is a platform for remote tutoring and becomes the second unicorn in the country with 200 million euros funding led by SoftBank and Tencent. The investors valued the company at 1.4 billion euros, which is something close to 1.7 billion US dollars. Chris, you also got some stories about the existing unicorns, right?
Yeah. So apart from those new ones, there were already a couple of ones in the German market, one of them being WeFox, for example, which is also a company in the fintech sector, and they got a huge monster funding. They grabbed 650 million euros, sorry, for $650 million at a $3 billion valuation. They are based in Berlin. So, yeah, maybe apart from the B2B, sector, fintech also is a huge part of the German startup landscape. But also then another company doing a totally different kind of business, namely fashion retail, and also fashion retail that just came up in the last couple of years, does really well. And the company's name is About You. They're based in Hamburg. They're reselling fashion online. They IPO'd in Frankfurt at a 4 billion euro valuation, and they raised 828 million euros with the IPO. And yeah, how would you describe their business? I mean, it's not exactly Zappos. It's very stylish, catering towards younger people. And I think About You's thing is to very much come up with this like lookbook style of buying fashion online. It always gives you an idea of how it would look all together, and it's not necessarily just like here's a white T-shirt.
Yes, that's how I would describe it. Big disclaimer here, I never bought at About You, which tells you I'm not in their target group most likely.
Because they already got all the shirts needed.
Yes, then we made up our own term because there is Germany's rumorcorns. They are rumored to be soon unicorns. One of them involving a SPAC deal. German blank check company 468 SPAC said it had entered an exclusive negotiation to buy children's entertainment firm Boxing for about 1 billion euros, again, 1.2 billion US dollars. And Boxing, you may know, that's a little box. And basically, children can play stories by just placing the little figure on top of it. For example, there is a Fireman Sam, and they have it and they put it on top, and basically then it starts to tell the story, and as soon as they remove it, the story stops, and you can have like very nice shelves where the box goes and all the little statues and figurines go. So it's very physical and digital combined.
Tony's
very interesting.
Tony's is the name of that product.
Yeah,
so Boxing is a company. Tony's, it's such a crazy business model that it worked, because who would have guessed that like a physical audio product would stand another chance? But in the children's market, it worked, and like you can buy it in nearly every German bookstore. And the Tony's have become such a big thing. It's crazy.
Yes, they are. And then there's Solaris, rumored to work on a 100 million VC deal, making them a unicorn as well. In the blog post from Finance Forward, a reputable fintech blog, sorry, also states that the proceeds of the fundraising will be invested to take over a competitor focusing on other geographies. A spokesperson of Solaris Bank surprisingly refused to comment which company they're going to buy. No reason why. And we already talked about it in our April 2021 news about a potential SPAC deal on the horizon for Solaris Bank. This was targeted at 2022 anyways, and the SPAC deal appears to be not off the table. That's a little bit about our bonus episode. We will keep you updated. But keep in mind that startuprate.io's news are now going into a well-deserved summer break, and our next regularly scheduled news episodes will go live on September 30th, 2021. Hopefully the coronavirus will be less of a threat by then and global economy goes into overdrive again. And big promise, no crazy outfits until Christmas. We're going to wear likely my Santa hat. Chris, thank you very much. It was such a pleasure having you here.
Yeah, thank you. That was a nice nice injection of startup fun and a nice overview. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you are a professional looking at the European startup scene, Germany is a place you cannot miss. Fortunately for you, there is startuprad.io, the authority on German startups. This English-only podcast brings you fresh interviews each week. Most likely, you have never heard or read anything on these startups before in English, but you will in the future. Be ahead of the curve and subscribe to startuprad.io podcast, or check for the startuprad.io internet radio station. Check your Alexa for the startuprad.io skill as well.